Wednesday night, Or Lidalid Menachem Elis. One of the dinim of the 9 days is that you're not allowed to wear big day Shabbos. This is irrespective of the fact if it's laundered or not, if it's new or not, nothing to do with new, nothing to do with laundered. Anything that would be big day Shabbos. If big day Shabbos to you is a white shirt, then you're not allowed to wear a white shirt during the 9 days. I'm talking during the week, not for Shabbos. If a tie to you is big day Shabbos, so you can't wear big day Shabbos. My brother's here for the bar mitzvah of my son, so he had a shiloh like this. In America, he wears a tie every day. But in Eretz Israel, you know, Israeli, he wasn't. But he wears a tie on Shabbos. So he wanted to know if he could wear a tie to the bar mitzvah. So I said, no. To him, in Israel, it's big day Shabbos. So he can't. Okay. There's another funny story. Maybe I shouldn't tell a funny story in 9 days. So there was a fella that stayed in my house, Shabbos, my house in Sanhedrin. On Shabbos, we weren't there. We were here. So he sees a lot of Sfarim. Actually, I don't have so many Sfarim. I just have a very small house. So he sees a lot of Sfarim. He meets up with Yaini, my son-in-law, and he gets friendly. You know, he was here. He starts talking to him, and it turns out it's my house. It's Yaini, I'm his father-in-law, and he meets up with Yaini's children. Yeah. So then he saw him again the night of the bar mitzvah. We celebrated the bar mitzvah Monday night. So he sees the kid the night of the bar mitzvah, and he's dressed like, he's going to the bar mitzvah, but he's dressed like in a corduroy shirt. And, you know, whatever pants, he's a kid. So he says, well, this is how you go to his uncle. I says, this is how you go to your uncle's bar mitzvah. So he said, my Zaydi paskind that I can't wear a white shirt. It's the 9 days. I can't wear big day Shabbos. So he says, your Zaydi has so many Sfarim in the house. He couldn't find, like, any safer with a heter. Anyway, and for Shabbos, our minhag is not like the Ramah. Our minhag is, the Aruch HaShulchan explains the minhag really, I think, in a very good way. But our minhag is yes to wear big day Shabbos for Shabbos Chazon. And the truth is, and you could wear it laundered also. Now, if you would take a white shirt to Shabbos, so you could, let's say to you a white shirt is big day Shabbos, so you could wear a white shirt, but it could be a laundered shirt. It could be a freshly laundered shirt. Wear that on Shabbos. So during the 9 days, no big day Shabbos, nothing to do with new or laundered or fresh or anything. Big day Shabbos is asur. And for Shabbos, our minhag is yes to wear big day Shabbos, and it can even be laundered. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavah, Shara Prishos, and the Chavis Halvavah's and Perek Gimel goes through different types of people who practice Prishos. Three for good spiritual reasons, and the three were in various extremes of Prishos. And then there were people who practice Prishos for personal Olam Hazeh. They get something out of it. There's a benefit to their Prishos. The first group were the ones that wanted to appear as tzaddikim in order to have control over people, to have power over people. The second group are people who will practice Prishos because they don't have bitachon, so they're always worried about having enough money, so they're always mitzamtzim in their lifestyle because of their nervousness and lack of bitachon. So again, it's practicing Prishos for their own benefit in order to make sure they have enough money. That's the second type. We're up to the third, and that'll complete Paragimel. Takata Shlish is the third group of people who practice Prishos, but for the wrong reason, for personal, selfish reasons. Anoshim Asher Kotzer Yodim Alir Choshon. They don't make ends meet. They really don't have enough money. They don't make ends meet. Very, very tight. Things are tight. Maybe there's people here that know what I'm talking about. So they made a decision. I'm not going to take staka. It can even be a frum decision. Very interesting. I want to take staka. I don't want to take from people. I'll be mistopic from what I have. The cherpas habakoshim ibnei adam. It's embarrassing. It's degrading. They don't want to ask people for help. So they'll make do with the funds that they have. And therefore, the figure chrislu tabul sayim, so they control themselves, tmidus harov, and they go around half hungry, and they don't clothe themselves properly, because the skasus b'ma'am and alavush, the yichsu es hadover l'prishus ba'olam, but they want to maintain their self-dignity, so they ascribe it to prishus. They go, I'm providing prishus. But really, they have a different motive in mind. Not even a selfish motive, but not a precious motive. Their motive is not precious from Olam Hazeh. Their motive is they don't want to take stakah, they don't want to, okay, it's maybe even a frum cheshbon, but he puts that in the category of people who are practicing precious without the motivation of precious. Because they lishmor al ma'amat, and the difference is that when they come into a little money, watch out. Yeah, he's going to explain that. Because they lishmor al ma'amat ho fa'asam, because they want to maintain their dignity. V'shlo yizalzulu etzatzmam lishol mizulasam, because they slow yehu lishnina ba'olam. They don't want to be the subject of gossip. They don't want people to talk about them. So they'll just make do with the little that they have. But it's not really precious. And so he said, so he v'imtirtza lamur al kenus haporish b'meshu toim and apricious. If you want to, let's say you're friends with someone, or you know someone, or you want to emulate someone, and they're practicing precious, but you want to give a bechina, you want to test out if it's the real McCoy or not, if it's really precious or not, or there's some other cheshbon in mind, if it's precious, or imhilatkinas olamo, or it's just to help himself out. B'chan also, you can test him, b'tanoim, with what I will explain to you now in coming prakim. He did this by b'tochan also, l'chemes halvadus. He devoted a perek to how can you, there was a good, how can you snake out a bal b'tochan? He's going to work, he's acting like a normal individual, so how can you tell if someone's a bal b'tochan or not? So he gives you telltale ways of how you can tell. Here is it's Lagrayusa. How can you tell if someone's really a Porush and you should maybe learn from him and emulate him? And how can you tell if he's just acting like a Porush but he doesn't really have the Chodesh Halvavos of Precious? He says, I will be teaching you now conditions, Shebehem Shlemus HaPrecious, that the Shlemus of Precious manifests itself in that way. And then you'll see if the person is really a Porush or not through seeing how he reacts or how he acts in what he calls here Shlemus HaPrishus. It'll be in the coming prokim. V'oz tamar al kenus mitzpono, you'll be able to tell what is really going on inside of him. O she prishus al chazov, if it's true Prishus or if it's phony Prishus. Okay.